So this is the incremental from 100 up to about 250, I think. No, not quite. Just partially into 240. And it's entitled The Beginning of Time. So if you're ready. Okay then, ready. No one knows exactly how time began. It is one of the biggest questions people have ever asked. For thousands of years, humans have looked at the sky, watched the sun rise and set, and wondered, when did all of this start? Today, many scientists believe that time began about 13.8 billion years ago with an event called the Big Bang. This was not an explosion like a bomb. It was the beginning of space, time, matter, and energy. Before it happened, there was no space and no time, at least not in the way we understand them. It is hard to imagine before time. Our minds are used to thinking about past, present, and future. We think in days, months, and years. But if time itself began with the Big Bang, then there may not have been a before. Some scientists say asking what happened before the Big Bang is like asking what is north of the North Pole. The question may not make sense. Time may have started at that first moment. Still, people wonder. Maybe there was something before. Maybe there were other universes. Maybe time moves in cycles and our universe is only one part of a much bigger story. At the very beginning, everything in the universe was packed into a tiny point. This point was smaller than an atom. It was incredibly hot and dense. Then, suddenly, space began to expand. This early moment is sometimes connected to an idea called cosmic inflation. Inflation suggests that in a tiny fraction of a second, the universe grew extremely fast, faster than the speed of light. It did not break the rules of physics because it was space itself that expanded. After inflation slowed down, the universe continued to grow, but in a calmer rate. As it expanded, it cooled. In the beginning, the universe was too hot for light to travel freely. Light was trapped in a thick fog of energy and particles. But after about 380,000 years, things cooled enough for atoms to form. When that happened, light was finally able to move through space. That ancient light still exists today. Scientists call it the cosmic microwave background. It is like a faint echo from the early universe. Special telescopes can detect it. It gives scientists clues about what the universe looked like long ago. After millions of years, gravity began to pull clouds of gas together. These clouds became the first stars. Inside these stars, nuclear reactions created heavier elements like carbon and oxygen. When the biggest stars died, they exploded in powerful events called supernovae. These explosions spread heavy elements into space. Without these early stars, there would be no planets, no water, and no life. Over time, stars gathered into huge systems called galaxies. Our home galaxy, the Milky Way, formed billions of years ago. It contains hundreds of billions of stars. About 4.6 billion years ago, a cloud of gas and dust inside the Milky Way began to collapse. At the centre, a star formed. That star is our Sun. Around the Sun, small pieces of rock and ice collided and stuck together. Over time, they formed planets. One of those planets was Earth. At first, Earth was hot and covered with lava. Slowly, it cooled. Water formed oceans, the atmosphere changed, and eventually, life began. Time is closely connected to change. We notice time because things change. The sun moves across the sky. Seasons come and go. People grow older. On Earth, time can be measured in many ways. We use clocks to measure seconds and minutes. We use calendars to measure days and years. A year is based on how long Earth takes to travel around the sun. But time is not the same everywhere. In the early 1900s, a scientist named Albert Einstein changed the way we think about time. He developed the theory of relativity. According to relativity, time and space are connected. Together, they form something called space-time. Einstein showed that time can move at different speeds depending on gravity and motion. If you travel very fast, close to the speed of light, time slows down for you compared to someone who stays still. This effect has been measured with very precise clocks. There are places in the universe where gravity is extremely strong. These are called black holes. A black hole forms when a massive star collapses under its own gravity. Near a black hole, time slows down. If you watched someone fall toward a black hole, you would see their clock ticking slower and slower. To them, time would feel normal, but to you, it would seem stretched. Black holes show that time is not simple. It can bend and stretch. Not everyone thinks about time in the same way. Some ancient cultures believed time moves in cycles. They saw nature repeat itself in seasons and years. For them, time was like a circle. Others saw time as a straight line with a beginning and an end. In many religions, time begins with a creation event. In the Bible, the first words are "in the beginning." In other traditions, the universe forms and reforms again and again. Philosophers have also debated time. Is the past still real? Does the future already exist? Or is only the present real? There is no single answer that everyone agrees on. We experience time moving forward. We remember the past, but not the future. This direction is sometimes called the arrow of time. One reason for the arrow of time is something called entropy. Entropy is a measure of disorder. In general, disorder increases over time. For example, a clean room naturally becomes messy if no one cleans it. At the beginning of the universe, entropy was very low. As time passes, entropy increases. This may explain why time seems to move in one direction. If time had a beginning, it could also have an end. Some scientists think the universe will continue expanding forever. Stars will burn out, galaxies will drift apart. Eventually, the universe may become cold and dark. This future is sometimes called the heat death of the universe. Others suggest the universe might stop expanding and begin to contract. If that happened, everything could collapse into a hot, dense state again. There are also ideas about multiple universes. Perhaps our universe is just one bubble in a much larger cosmic sea. Right now, we do not know which future is correct. Humans have existed for about 300,000 years. Compared to 13.8 billion years, that is a very short time. To understand deep time, scientists study rocks, fossils, and light from distant galaxies. When we look at distant galaxies, we are seeing light that left them millions or even billions of years ago. In this way, telescopes act like time machines. The James Webb Space Telescope has allowed scientists to see some of the earliest galaxies ever observed. By studying them, researchers learn more about how the universe grew and changed. Even though the beginning of time is a huge idea, time affects our daily lives in simple ways. We wake up in the morning. We go to school or work. We celebrate birthdays. We make plans for tomorrow. Time allows memory. It allows growth. It allows stories. Without time, nothing could happen. There would be no motion, no change, no life. The beginning of time is still a mystery. The Big Bang theory explains much of what we see, but not everything. Scientists are still searching for answers. What caused the Big Bang? Why does the universe have laws? It does. Is time fundamental, or is it something that emerges from deeper rules? New discoveries may change our understanding. Imagine holding a clock in your hand. It ticks steadily. Each tick marks a tiny step forward. Now imagine stretching that ticking back billions of years to the birth of stars, to the glowing early universe, to the first instance of expansion. Time connects us to that first moment. Every atom in your body was formed in ancient stars. Every second you live is part of a story that began billions of years ago. The beginning of time is not just about the past. It is about who we are and where we came from. Time began, as far as we know, with the Big Bang. Since then, the universe has been expanding, cooling, and changing. Stars formed, galaxies formed, planets formed, life appeared. Time may bend, it may stretch, it may even behave differently in extreme places, but it continues to move forward in our experience. The beginning of time is one of the greatest mysteries. It reminds us that we are part of something vast and ancient. And even though we may never fully understand that first moment, we continue to explore, learn, and wonder. Because as long as time moves forward, the story is not finished. Time plays an important part in every action of every person throughout the day. Yet time is something about which we know very little and about which we understand even less. If in our desire to understand a little better the real meaning of time, we read a modern book on the subject, it is probably the experience of many of us that we understand it even less at the end of our reading than at the beginning. That we know indeed very little about the world in which we live. We read, for example, that everything that has been still is, that everything which is to come in the future already exists. We read that the events which make up life are like the stations along the railway line. A train is running along that line towards one of these stations. It reaches the station. It perhaps waits there for a very little while and then it passes on, leaving the station behind it. But the station existed before the train reached it, and it continues to exist after the train has left it. In the same way, it is said, the things which happen in life are there all the time, waiting for us to reach them. We reach them and experience them and pass on, leaving them behind us. According to the writers of these modern books, these events existed before we knew of them and will continue to exist when we ourselves are no more. They will exist, in fact, for as long as anything, as we understand it, exists. We read these statements and think carefully about them. And at first it seems that the statements cannot be true, that we cannot seriously be expected to believe them. Then perhaps we remember some of the things we were told as children, and which we have always believed to be true. As children, we learn that many of the little points of light which appeared above us at night are really great bodies, which are millions of miles away from the Earth. Light, we were told, moves at the rate of about 186,000 miles a second, but so far distant are these bodies from us that the light which we see coming from them is the light which left them thousands and in some cases millions of years ago. Because of this fact, we learned, if we could discover some method by which our eyes could see what was happening on one of these distant bodies, we should see not what is happening today, but what was happening ages and ages ago. If people, something like ourselves, lived on those little points of light, and if they could see what was happening on our Earth, they, looking at us today, would see not what is happening now, but what happened thousands or millions of years ago. according to the distance they are away. But even when we remember these facts, it is for most of us difficult to get more than the smallest suggestion of an idea of what is meant when we are told that everything that has been still is and always will be. It is difficult to believe that there will always be somewhere the picture of you as you sit reading these words. And the last part was from the 700 Common Words, just part of it, so just to make up. So the very last part, quarter minute, was at 2:40.